That's an ongoing question because I use the Panel Study of Income Dynamics, the PSID. It's a big U.S. survey. It's a huge U.S. survey. Does 10,000. It's been doing it since 1969. So it's 47 years of following people. It's an amazing data set. And it has, you know, it has education level. It has all sorts of stuff. And the Panel Study of Income Dynamics. And in fact, the study, the German Socioeconomic Panel, GSOEP, the Hilda data, are all essentially modeled on the original U.S. Panel Study of Income Dynamics. The PSID is heavily economic. It's all about wages and employment. The Hilda and the German panels have many more sociological demographic questions. In all of these studies, the question, and particularly it's been with the PSID, is it representative of the population? Because if you're studying, if you have a panel, first of all, you get attrition. So the people often who drop out are the people who move. So you're losing, in my case, just the people you want to study. And so have you got a good measure of what the actual mobility rate is? Because it's not really representative of the sample. So there's a lot of concern about that.